Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we heard about Omicron a couple weeks ago, right, in November. They were talking about, right, out of South Africa, we're seeing a new variant. It could be a super variant. It spreads super fast. And people are like, yeah. Okay, it's another variant. Yeah, it spreads super fast. But then all of a sudden we went from 3% of the cases to 23% of the cases to overnight yesterday, we were told 73% of COVID cases are Omicron. Now, either this is one of the fastest spreading viruses I've ever seen. I haven't even seen flu spread this quickly. Or somebody's kind of messing up in terms of getting the numbers right or testing right, or I've just never seen something move this fast. This is odd. This is just odd. And whenever something's odd and something doesn't smell right, it's fishy. So STDs have moved slower than this. I don't get it. So estimates for the week ending December 18th indicate that Omicron is behind 73.2% of the new cases compared to 26.6% for Delta. Yet the week before, it was only 12.6%. So my guess is it's a combination, all right? One is this is a fast virus, but two is we went from not testing for Omicron when we all said it was here the whole time to, okay, now we're going to test, and they're like, oh, looks like that's an Omicron. Oh, looks like these all are Omicron. So that's my guess what happened. The problem is people are frustrated. They're like, wait a second, we've been doing the masks. We locked it down. We have the social distancing. We still have the plexiglass. We're doing all these, you know, like look at what's happening with the vaccine passports in Philly and New York and California. And so people are kind of asking, wait a second, we're going on now year two. Why are we having one of the fastest waves? What about the masks? What about the vaccines? And of course, the answer, which isn't wrong either, is, well, the vaccines only do partial protection. The masks, don't get me started, partial protection. And I'm still sitting here going, why does anybody get N95 respirators? That would be nice. You know, why are we mandating anything? This is a virus that's going to outsmart us. So Biden is going today to come out and have some suggestions and some new plans. One is it sounds like he is going to get COVID tests to the homes. I'm a little mixed on that. I think people should have access to testing, but just because the test is negative doesn't mean you're in the clear. So that's something we need to talk about. So 500 million home test kits are going to be provided free to the public. He's also going to deploy 1,000 military personnel to hospitals. Very cool. Set up federally run testing sites. Great. I still don't see anybody pass out N95 respirators for people because I think those will probably provide some of the best protection. I still don't see somebody going, you know, the mandate might not have made a lot of sense. But those of you that are like, okay, I did everything. I did the mask. I did the lockdown. I lost my business. I, you know, did the vaccine like I was told. I did the booster. I mean, we're even having people with booster get Omicron. So, again, where did we go wrong? Well, one is we promised everybody that if you did exactly like we said, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, the masks are going to work, the mandates are going to work, the lockdowns are going to work. I think now when the government says something, people don't believe them, which worries me because we really blew our shot. God forbid Ebola comes to this country, nobody's going to take any recommendations the government gives. And that's kind of when we would need to consider avoiding and locking down and being, you know, extra cautious. But nobody listened to me. Nobody listens to me. So where the government now needs to go is they probably need to, one, get our confidence back and say, look, guys, okay, we did the best we could, but we made some oversteps, which is why Biden is not saying we're going to lock down. That's why in Las Vegas we're not hearing the New Year's festivities locked down. NHL's closing up for a couple days earlier than Christmas because of COVID, but that's why you're not hearing anybody say lockdown, because I think people have been very vocal about how unpopular that was, and it really screwed up the economy. But what should have been done from day one, and then day two, is day one, everybody get N95 respirators who want them. Day two is, as soon as we were rolling out the vaccine and we knew that there were variants, like we saw with the Alpha variant and then we saw with Delta, Pfizer and Moderna should have already been working on the new vaccine. We were told they were. And then that booster should have been the variant specific. We didn't do that. We are still getting a vaccine for the wild type that probably leaked out of that Wuhan lab, whether it was manipulated or naturally occurring, back in August of 2019. So our vaccines are still designed for that one. When are we getting the new boosters? These medications, we still are telling people, don't touch ivermectin, don't touch fluvoxamine, don't touch hydroxychloroquine, don't go there, wait for the FDA-approved drug, and we still don't have the FDA-approved drugs. So I think the government needs to say, look, guys, okay, as long as you don't sue us, if you want to read the data and you think this is something that you want to try, it's on your own. Just don't sue us. There might be risks, like hydroxychloroquine could have risks, ivermectin could have risks. But if you think you want to try that to stave off your severe disease, we have another case of somebody saying, look, it saved my dad's life. Why aren't more people using it? Let the government, you know, let it be a choice. But right now, it's still the same crappy face coverings. It's the same vaccine that we were given originally. We keep being told, well, it protects you. I think it does protect us from severe COVID, but we have a wave of Omicron. And I think if our vaccine would have been fine-tuned like we were promised it would be, maybe we wouldn't be having such a drastic wave. And then also, can we have a little bit of transparency why the cases jumped from 12% to 73% in 1 week? Was it that you were like, yo, guys, this COVID was here. It just, it looks like now we're testing for it. You know, let's get a little bit more transparency, too. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer today. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So as the pediatric COVID vaccine rollout is being rolled out, for the most part, we're hearing that pretty mild. Mild side effects. Overall, these kids are doing good. But I did look at the data coming from the CDC as of December 13th, and there were some things that I thought we need to talk about, especially since nobody else is. And before there's any misinformation or lack of transparency, I figured I would just kind of give it to you from the horse's mouth, and it is entitled Adverse Events Among Children Age 5 to 11 Years After the COVID-19 Vaccine. And these were of the cases reported to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System and VSafe. So this is the government data. This might not have everything that has ever been, you know, shall we say, discussed everything that has ever been reported, but I apologize for getting some texts here. Just call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But for the most part, They say overall the vaccines look safe. The problem is, as I'm seeing, there are two deaths that they are investigating. We talked about the myocarditis cases. There were 14, eight of whom actually qualified as COVID-related myocarditis. This is in the age group 5 to 11. There were some seizures reported. And then it looked like there was a crap load of errors, medication errors, and distributing errors. So V-Safe is a voluntary... Remember when you got your shot and then you connected onto V-Safe? It allows your smartphone to communicate with the CDC. And you could text message, you know, any concerns you have. It's can also allow you to say, oh, I feel great. So it allows people to, you know, answer surveys and things like that on the V-Safe. And then the VAERS actually is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. That's where you could report, the physician could report, and then the CDC is supposed to investigate those. So of the, I believe there was about 7.1 million shots of the Pfizer biotech vaccine. Only 41,000 enrolled in V-Safe. That doesn't necessarily mean 41,000 had adverse events. It's just 41,000 enrolled in those. Half boys, half girls. And the majority of them were non-Hispanic Latino. 12.8% were Hispanic Latino. And then African American, 4.5%. So reactions to it was some mild stuff. You had maybe a little arm reaction, maybe a little bit of fever, a little bit of achiness. But I wanted to look at some of the more serious reactions, and they do a nice job giving the data. And in summary, they said, look, most of the reactions were mild to moderate in severity, most frequently reported the day after the vaccine, slightly more frequently reported after dose two, transient in nature, meaning going away. For both dose one and dose two, missing school was rarely reported. Less than 1% had to seek medical care. Now, I'm seeing that of those 7.1 million, 81 had more serious side effects. And so of those, 18%, the non-serious ones were 3,100, and then 81 were very serious. But of those 3,100, 18% of them had an incorrect dose administered. Why would an incorrect dose be administered? These are being administered by doctors, by nurses, by pharmacists, by health technicians. We don't do anything incorrect when it comes to dosing. If so, that means we're not a doctor, we're not a nurse, we're not trained, and we should have no business being there. Remember I told you guys about all the issues we saw at pharmacies where they were given a COVID shot instead of a flu shot, or I don't know what the heck was going on. But 581 kids got the wrong shot. 386 kids had an issue with the product preparation, meaning it wasn't diluted right. Now, 18% had no adverse event at all. Of fever, 7% had fever, 7% had dizziness, 7% fainted, 6% headache, 6% fatigue. And then 5%, or 165, were given a product that was wrong for their age. Remember we told you they were messing around with the doses, because the 12 on up gets the 30 microgram dose. The 5 to 11 gets the 10 microgram dose, or one third. The babies, or the little ones, the 6 month to 4 year olds, are being tested with the 3 microgram dose. But the 5 to 11 basically got one third of the adult dose. But we were told, and we were telling people, don't be just giving one third the adult dose. Use the pediatric vials. We have them. I'm not sure if there was such a rush to vaccinate, or there was such a rush to be compensated, that they used the adult vaccines that nobody wanted on the kids. But there is no explanation to be giving the 165 kids the wrong dosing for their age and an incorrect dose to 581 kids. That makes no sense. So what were some of the serious adverse events that were reported? Well, of 81 as of December 10th, you had 26% report fever, 21% vomiting, 14% report chest pain, 12% had C-reactive protein, which is an inflammatory marker. Echocardiogram was normal, they said, in about 10 children. Troponin was increased, which could be related to a heart attack or heart damage. 8 kids needed intensive care. 8 needed a respiratory viral panel done. They're probably looking for RSV. 8 had reported seizure. Now, some of these seizures could have been a febrile seizure from the fever. Some of them could have been a new onset. 3 had new onset seizures from the test or from the vaccine. So the deaths. Now, these deaths are still under review, according to the CDC. One was a female who was 5 years old, but she had a complicated history. She had spastic cerebral palsy, a seizure disorder, a twin-to-twin transfusion, CPAP needing to get air into her lungs and brain. She had been admitted after the vaccine for respiratory failure. She had rhinovirus, a mycoplasma infection. And then sadly, the next day she was found pulseless, not breathing, unable to resuscitate, and that was, she was observed overnight the day after her vaccine, discharged home, but then she died 2 days later in her house. Another female, aged 6 years old, also medical history. She had hypoxic encephalopathy, spastic cerebral palsy, dysautonomia, neurogenic bladder, frequent urinary tract infections. But 10 days after vaccination, she developed fever, lactic acidosis, progressive weakness, flaccid paralysis, loss of gag reflex, went into respiratory failure, hypotension, died, and the autopsy was unrevealing. So these are two cases where luck of the, it's very poor, very tragic, bad luck caused them to die, or was it related to the vaccine? But the CDC does have it in their slide deck, so they are investigating it. And then yesterday we talked about the myocarditis. 14 children had reports of myocarditis. 5 reports are still being investigated. 8 met CDC working case definition, but interesting, they were half male, half female, as opposed to just being male. So there is one thing that kind of caught my eye. They said there was an acute myocardial infarction. Now, that doesn't sound like to be one of the children that died, but there was one case of a possible heart attack. I need to get some more information on that. We don't really have much information on that. So, you know, overall, of the 7.1 million doses that were given to age 5 to 11, overall, even though all of those sound very, very scary, they were just a very, very small handful. But why isn't anybody talking about it? Why isn't anybody giving, you know, parents the knowledge, the education, so they can make an educated decision? With this, the question is, so what? Can it cause myocarditis? Can the vaccine cause a seizure? Could the vaccine cause a febrile seizure where the fever rises? Can it cause some heart damage? You know, can it cause a encephalopathy or liver failure or renal failure or whatever? The data is very, very limited. 7.1 million shots and most of these kids doing fine is fantastic news. But as a parent, I get that that's concerning. I get that. And that's why you got to sit down and talk to your doctor. Nobody but you and your doctor should be making this decision, or medical provider. Definitely not a public official. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Christian Aid Ministries is reporting the 12 missionaries who were abducted in Haiti managed to escape on their own. The group escaped their captors at night and used stars for navigation to trek through the dense brush for hours. The group included a married couple, a 10-month-old baby, and children ages 3, 14, and 15. They're all back on American soil. A magnitude 6.2 earthquake hit Northern California on Monday, bringing significant shaking but minimal damage to the sparsely populated area. The earthquake occurred just after noon and was centered off the coast about 210 miles northwest of San Francisco. Some rural roads have experienced rock slides as a result of the earthquake. That's according to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. President Biden will be addressing the nation today about 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
For those who choose to remain unvaccinated, he'll issue a stark warning and make clear unvaccinated individuals will continue to drive hospitalizations and deaths.
USA Radio News. Another Democrat congressperson will not be seeking re-election and will retire at the end of her term.
Florida Democrat Representative Stephanie Murphy, a leading voice of the House Democrats' moderate wing, announced Monday she won't seek re-election next fall in another stinging loss for her party.
These last few years have been some of the most rewarding moments of my life, but also some of the most challenging. Public service is not without personal sacrifice, and as a mom of two young children, my time away from them has been hard. For them, for me, and for our family. So I wanted to share with you that I will not be seeking another term as your representative in Congress.
Murphy is the 22nd incumbent House Democrat to forego a re-election bid next year. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A protester in San Francisco disrupts Democrat Nancy Pelosi on Monday.
Member of the state legislature, this is him.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to, you could also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Marion wants to know, why is Dr. Fauci still in his role? Why hasn't he been fired yet? All right, guys, I can't comment on that. Dr. Fauci has been able to, you know, for all his years, be able to navigate the whole political academia world. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Dr. Fauci has, in some respect, I have agreed with him. Like early on when he said, guys, you know, these masks, they're going to provide a barrier somewhat, but they're not going to protect you from a virus like this. He was right on. And then all of a sudden, things changed. And he, I've told you guys, my issues with Dr. Fauci is a position like that with a doctor in the political spotlight and media and all that starts to challenge his priorities. Like, we had a caller yesterday that was talking about, you know, why aren't, you know, doctors, you know, following, you know, Dr. McCullough and some of these other doctors and whatever. And I told him, we got to be honest with you. Okay. Doctors are not going to be your savior in terms of, you know, some are and some are, you know, fighting the fight and they are, you know, holding the line but for the most part, doctors have to play the long game. And it's frustrating for many of you patients. You know, just like we just spoke about the CDC slide deck on the side effects for kids in the 5 to 11 age group with the COVID vaccine. Some doctors are going to look at that and say, guys, out of 7.1 million shots, there were only a handful of side effects. Since COVID can kill even more than flu, about double the cases, we had probably double the COVID death cases in kids than flu. Can't tell if there was flu and COVID at the same time, but they said COVID killed about, 759 kids? I have to double check the latest number. Some doctors are going to look at that saying, I'm being honest with you guys, the numbers, the incidence level, less than 1% side effects, safe. Other groups of doctors would say, look, guys, I don't like there being any side effects. I'm not going to recommend anything that could have that minuscule 1 in a million chance or less than that. So, you know, these doctors aren't lying. It's just like with politics. You know, you could hear a Republican talk, you could hear a Democrat talk, somebody who's you know, not, you know, far, far fringed and extreme, but you could hear, you know, and they'll make valid points. And I love speaking to people of all, you know, political spectrums, because you can see the ones that are not doing it because they're trying to, you know, push a narrative. They're like, look, this is why I like the Build Back Better. I want what's in the bill. And others are like, I agree that there's some things in the bill that might be cool, but based on everything else, I'm worried about what it's going to do to inflation. Those are very safe, intelligent conversations to have. And that's why we want a country such as our republic and our democracy that has those conversations. It allows the conversations. It allows us to debate. But when it came to COVID, when it came to the mask, when it came to the lockdowns, when it came to the vaccine, no debate. Anybody trying to say, look, can we go about this less extreme? Can we allow patient autonomy? We have so many liberals wanting patient autonomy when it comes to birth control, but when somebody talks about patient autonomy when it comes to vaccines, no, no, no. And you know, so we're hushing and we're silencing many of the people. Meanwhile, you have physicians who, and I've explained this, okay, COVID is a big part of our healthcare system today, but as a doctor, I have to still deal with cancer. I got to deal with diabetes. I got to deal with heart disease. I can't be losing my license. I can't be silenced as a doctor and not be able to help all these other people I have to help. And so many of us doctors are in this position where we're like, look, we want to help as many people as possible. We're going to be as honest about what we think these masks are doing. Like I told you guys, I'd rather you all have N95s, you know, and not the half-assed stuff people are putting on their face like panties. I think the N95 should have been given to you and used as if you wanted as a choice. And vaccines, I think the vaccines help, but I don't think they should be forced. And, okay, and then let me move on and let me help my patients that have non-COVID, because there's other things in this world other than COVID. But then you have the public saying we need all doctors to speak out and choose a side. Well, we can't do that because people are calling me through the telemedicine platforms I work going, I don't have a doctor. My doctor's not available. Where are all the doctors? Well, a lot of them quit. They're like, we're done. A lot of them don't want to quit. They're there, but they have no staff. So they have no staff. They can't open back up. I have to be around to help people's other non-COVID issues. So I say my piece, I say my part, but I can't be at Washington. I don't want to do what Dr. Fauci's doing because that's not the type of medicine I want to do. I want to do the type of medicine where I help everybody. I'm honest and I give them the education. I know there's going to be some people ticked that I just spoke about the CDC reported adverse events of the pediatric vaccine. Who cares? Guys, if there's some adverse events, I'm going to tell you about it. It's my job to educate you. I'm not trying to say the vaccine's bad. I'm not trying to say the vaccine's good. My job as a doctor is to educate. But there's going to be people saying, you should have never brought that up because now parents aren't going to want to get the shot. Or you're going to have people say, Dahlia, why aren't you marching in Washington? And, you know, honestly, I have to pick the path that helps the most people. You guys could call me any name in the book. I've been called worse, right? But I am making this decision because I got to sleep at night. And as much as I think it would be, you know, huge for my radio ratings to get out there and march naked in Washington and try to take on the whole establishment and all that, I do more for the public and I do more for patients doing exactly what I'm doing now. Being honest, giving everybody the education, telling them my opinion. You could use my opinion or you don't have to use my opinion. And have not violated any of these, you know, these unspoken, made-up rules that are starting to get a lot of medical providers into trouble. And it stinks to have to feel like you can't enjoy those constitutional rights for assembly and things like that, but it's Crimson Tide. I don't know if you guys saw the movie with Gene Hackman and Viggo Mortensen and Denzel Washington. I love that movie. But Gene Hackman said, look, we're here to preserve democracy, not practice it. And so here we are thinking, okay, we all get a voice. We all get to choose. That's not what's happening now. And it's frustrating. So, and Dr. Fauci, I think, is now going up against Jesse Waters. He wants Jesse Waters fired because he said that Jesse Waters has used, very, I guess, strong talk. Waters said, now you go in for the kill shot with an ambush, deadly, because he doesn't see it coming. And this was talking about, the idea of how Fauci is approaching, you know, practices and vaccines and all that. So, you know, Fauci is in a role that most doctors can't do because you're going to sacrifice something. And Fauci, because this is a job he has, because he's in politics, he wants to please the administration he's working with. All right? Well, to me, my loyalty isn't a Biden administration or a Trump administration. My loyalty is to my patients. Now, I'm not judging. That's not for us to judge, right? That, you know, but politicians, their loyalties are to their constituents. Everybody chooses who their loyalties are. But mine are to my patients and to my listeners. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to Facebook Live this next one because this is some pretty, pretty cool stuff. And I got to tell you, this is something that I really, really wish more, shall we say, health districts do. You know, it's all been about COVID, but we have a huge other threat. We have actually, this is probably... We got a lot of threats coming our way, whether it's cybersecurity, whether it's, you know, people attacking us and hacking in and, you know, affecting our water supply or our Wi-Fi or our power. But one of the biggest threats we face is drugs, and drugs coming across the border, and drugs being sold, and drugs given to our kids and given to ourselves. when we're not asking for the drugs. You know, when I grew up, it was just say no. If there was a drug, a bunch of kids were partying it up, were snorting some coke, doing whatever they were doing at the bus stop, you just say no. And I remember somebody came up to me, I think I was 13, and I was at a bus stop, and they had this container, and it had a bunch of white powder, and there was a razor blade in there. And they go, do you want to do this with me? And I didn't even know the person, and I'm like, no. I mean, do I look like, I mean, I had all my books, I had my backpack. Back then, you were a dork if you wore your backpack on both shoulders, you know, but you were cool when you only wore it on one shoulder, and then we realized that all of us need to go to chiropractors later, you know, because we weren't aligned, and so now we all wear backpacks, and, you know, and I'm walking through the airport with my backpack on both shoulders going, yeah, you see, now we're cool. So, you know, all you had to do was say no. Well, the problem we now have is you could be buying your edible or your marijuana or something, but not getting it from a licensed government overseen producer, whatever, and then distributor, and it has fentanyl in it. Now, fentanyl, just a fraction of it, can kill you. Could put you in an overdose. And so we're being told that on the border that there are, I mean, I don't know how many millions of pounds of this stuff that are getting seized, enough to kill hundreds of millions of Americans. We have a serious drug problem, and when we talk about a drug problem, it's not a drug problem by people just wanting to get high. This is a poisoning problem. This is somebody poisoning your medications, your drugs, touching you. What was it at one of the festivals, the rap festivals? Somebody was injected in the neck without his knowing. I mean, this is some scary stuff. So in my neck of the woods, I'm in Las Vegas, and we have one of the coolest health districts in the world, the Southern Nevada Health District. They are so awesome. So Jennifer Sizemore has just put out a release. I told her she's the bomb. She's awesome. Where what they're going to do is they're going to distribute fentanyl test strips. These are going to be available through the health district's pharmacy located at 280 South Decatur Boulevard. The test strips include easy-to-follow instructions and are similar to reading an at-home pregnancy test. Okay, yeah, I know. We also, I can't tell you how many times I screwed up on the pregnancy test. I did it. It looked negative. I just threw it on the counter. And then hours later, I go, it's positive? Oh. You know, so it's not going to be like that. The test strips will detect fentanyl and fentanyl analogs. A study conducted by Johns Hopkins at Brown University found that these test strips were accurate and easy to use. Why are we doing this? Well, because deaths from overdoses in Clark County and Las Vegas, Nevada, and Clark County encompasses most of Southern Nevada, have increased by 34% during the pandemic. So the Southern Nevada Health District wants to distribute these test strips to the public, provide education, information to community partners. Statewide, Nevada saw a 55% increase in fatal overdose deaths from 2019 to 2020. Statewide overdoses among those younger than 25 tripled between 2019 and 2020. In Clark County, deaths increased from 418 deaths in 2019 to 560 in 2020. This increase is primarily driven by illicit fentanyl. And then the number of drugs involving fentanyl deaths increased from 81 to 193. That is ridiculous. So you know, it's also good in terms of, you know, it's going to allow you to be able to test things that could be laced or could have a, I mean, I don't know if it's quantitative. It sounds like it's more qualitative. Is it there or not? But many people don't want anything to do with fentanyl. I mean, you know, it was all about heroin years ago. And fentanyl was a drug that I remember in the 90s, because when I went through my training, we had to train, get some pain management. So when I trained with pain management, I remember there were these lollipops, and they still have them, fentanyl lollipops. And what was fascinating about that is these people in chronic pain, cancer, horrible osteoarthritis and spinal stenosis, a debilitating disease, because marijuana wasn't legal, they could be licking a fentanyl lollipop to get their pain control, and it was slower. It was a slower sort of absorption of the medication. I don't know if the price made it practical because Lortab was cheaper and Percocet was cheaper, but there were patients that were taking like, you know, 10 to 15 Lortab a day. Well, Lortab back then had 500 milligrams of Tylenol. And we had to stop and cut back with Lortab and Percocet prescribing because with 500 milligrams of Tylenol with the Lortab or 350 with Percocet, you could very easily hit lethal doses. I think 7-8 grams of Tylenol or acetaminophen could be, we don't want you absorbing that much. That could completely, you know, destroy the liver. So eventually what they did is they took away the 500 milligram component of Tylenol and knocked it down to 325. And then what they did is they urged, you know, people slowly move away from narcotics. I was trained to not do many narcotics, but I was also trained that if you overdo the anti-inflammatories like the ibuprofens, the NSAIDs, or even the COX-2s like Celebrex, after a while that could irritate the kidney. It could irritate the heart. You could only do that for so long. So we have this aging population that has sensitive kidneys. And after a day or two of Lortab, you kind of get pretty dependent on it, or you become tolerant to it where it doesn't work as well. And so we have a pain problem. I've said that. We have a pain epidemic. You guys could comment on a pain pill epidemic, a benzodiazepine epidemic, but we could talk about the pills and we could talk about abuse, but we also have a pain epidemic. People are in pain. They don't want to be in pain. Whether it's pain because they have something localized or it's pain because it's up in the head, people have a pain issue. And we're not going to be able to, you know, control this. One, if we don't control the drugs coming over the border and the drugs being distributed, and then now the, you know, poisoning of people, and if we can't control the pain that people have. You know, I was very fortunate to get through my hysterectomy. That was just a couple weeks ago, with no pain, not needing my pain medication. I am just thanking God every day. But I'm lucky. I could not imagine somebody who, I mean, all my friends told me, man, 6 weeks, they couldn't even drive. I'm like, 6 weeks? What? I drove the next day. I mean, I didn't. I waited a day or two because I wanted to make sure there was still nothing like the anesthesia in my system. But I felt grateful, but I really fear that one day I'm going to have pain. You know, I'm getting older. You know, the back's not going to be like it used to. You know, having double D's, it really pulls on a lot of your muscles. And so, you know, there's so many things out there that sadly can cause pain. But for something like this, kudos to the Southern Nevada Health District. I think we have a lot of work on our plate because people are dying of overdoses and people think, oh, yeah, you know, it's because they wanted to get high and it was their choice. How many of these are not their choice? How many of these are accidental? How many of these are people just, you know, thinking, okay, great, yeah, give me a joint here and then it's laced with fentanyl. And, man, that's how drug dealers work. They need demand. And one way to get demand, if people aren't asking for it, is to trick them. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.